Lucy.
I'm Benji Clifford. He's Nick Briggs. And yes. Welcome to a truly packed podcast of Big Finish audio drama goodness. Goodness. Oh. And this week it's all Doctor Who. That's right. In a moment we catch up with the latest reviews, the Fourth Doctor Adventures, Day of the Comet. That was it going past. The Diary of Riversong Series 8.
I thought you should learn about eternity because I'll live forever.
Then we go behind the scenes with Doctor Who. Philip Hinchcliffe presents The God of Phantoms. Philip Hinchcliffe, one of the best loved producers of Doctor Who, comes up with ideas of stories he might have done back in the day. And we at Big Finish bring it to life with full cast audio drama magic.
My name's Philip Hinchcliffe. I think these Big Finish CDs seem to be going down really well.
Following that, we celebrate the return of listeners' emails sent to podcast@bigfinish.com. These emails are my favourite part of the podcast. That's right, that's what it says on the page here. And it's true, they are. I love them.
Did you read out the truth or were you forced to?
It was a mixture of both, really.
Following that, another delve behind the scenes with Doctor Who. The early adventures, The Secrets of Det's End, involving the return of that classic Doctor Who monster from the Patrick Charlton era, the Yeti. Except that this time, it's a First Doctor story starring Peter Purvis.
I'm Peter Purvis, playing my original character from the 1960s, Stephen Taylor.
Naturally, the randomoid Selectatron is ready and waiting to be fired up to give us a genuinely random selection of a random Big Finish release, for which we then give you a 25% discount. It's easy, you see. What's not to love?
Much as you might want to go back and alter things, every event that happens to you makes you who you are.
And finally, we round things off with a free 15-minute drama tease of Doctor Who, The Early Adventures, After the Daleks.
If you will not assist, then you are an enemy of the Daleks.
That's the line I'll be telling everyone.
I enjoyed saying that.